Have more fun in Idaho Falls this summer with your discount card.
We get excited about this bioluminescent plant.
What do gays and goths and gobs of garlic bread have in common?
And is Dubai chocolate worth $40 a bar?
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers. Hit that like button, subscribe, comment, rate, and let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, dad jokes, and bad jokes. Mm-hmm. And welcome to Mayhem 2025.
I like that, Mayhem.
People are getting busy. The summer season is heating up, making plans, vacation plans.
And frankly, the way that this year's gone, it will be mayhem.
Yeah.
It just will be, you know?
Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yeah. Kind of thing. It's, you know, that's definitely been my motto big time this year.
Yeah. It's Cinco de Mayo.
Always fun. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to have some tacos and stuff later.
Yeah.
Some tacos.
Well, I like quesadillas. Tacos. Make yourself a dang quesadilla. Where is your favorite taco in town?
Ooh, that's a good one. My favorite taco... probably Morenitas.
Yeah. And that's how I know I'm not a legit Mexican food lover.
Uh-huh.
Because you ask any Mexican.
Right.
And they'll say Morenitas.
Yeah, because it's great. And it's pretty darn authentic.
I'm more of a rusty taco guy myself.
Okay. They're
make a damn good taco.
Their Philly cheesesteak taco is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May not be authentic.
Yeah.
But and then they have is it the Tres Hombres or what's the big hombre?
They changed it to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the chips with the salsa.
Basically the Three Amigos.
Queso.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guac.
Chase Jefes. I don't know. But yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
And then, you know, drink a cerveza with it.
Oh, yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah. Corona with lime.
Yeah. Or a michelada.
Dos Equis. Yeah.
If you want to get fancy.
Yeah, there's chelada.
Uh-huh.
And that's just a beer and VA, right? And then there's michelada, which has some fruit. Is that the difference between a chelada and a michelada?
I've never heard of a chelada.
You can actually buy it in a convenience store like Tallboy.
Yeah,
Bud Light makes one.
Yes. Okay, I know the ones. I think that's just a funny little...
Is it a shortening of michelada?
Yeah,
okay. An American bastardization of?
Unless, and you know what? I really should have fact-checked myself on this before we started talking about it. But I could, if there is a difference, I would assume that the difference would be that micheladas I know are made with Clamato.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe the cheladas are not too. Made. Okay, then
so, yeah, it's like Bud Light with Clamatos.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or Modelo Negra. That's a great...
Ooh, yeah.
Beer to have with a taco.
Yeah.
Love it. So happy Cinco de, I don't know, mayhem. right on to the comments and follow-ups.
Mm-hmm.
We had another IFAFAI.
Yes.
And it recapped April. Mm-hmm. The first one, the April Fool's finger quotes joke that kind of has turned into a thing, recapped March.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's still just super uncomfy to watch and look at and hear.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's us speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like to an untrained eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
it's a lie.
Not quite there.
Right.
And it got some facts completely wrong. We've got a nice disclaimer up front that talks about that.
Right.
But I think we need to... So when I threw it all into ChatGPT... I threw all four April transcripts into the chat and said, okay, write the recap and you know, kind of try to preserve the spirit of IFAF.
Mm-hmm.
And it wrote one and then it said, do you want to amp it up? Do you want to pump it up? Do you want to go darker and be like, you know, crazier? And I'm like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading the transcript. I was like, that's a little too wild. But I almost wonder if we use that as an excuse.
Yeah, maybe you do the too wild one because anyone who's watching it would know that it's not real.
Right.
Yeah. That being said, I do feel like what's the purpose of IFAFAI if there's not some kind of summary to the previous stuff.
At this point, do you want to know what it is in my mind?
Yeah.
We are squatting on real estate.
Okay, fair enough.
That's the purpose of IFAFAI.
So it's just to take up space.
It's just to have claim to an AI version of our show.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I think if we don't do it, someone else will.
Right. Or could at least.
And what is the copyright? It's the wild, wild west in terms when it comes to copyright. Mm-hmm. Is it the person who prompted the AI? Is it their creative property?
Question.
Or is it the property of, you know, the AI?
That is a really good question. I'm sure that there's some answer to that out there.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I don't know how
official it is yet, though.
Right. I think it's dependent on terms from the company.
Right, which would make
and stuff.
Sense.
But I'm still going to stick to my guns and say, in just a couple of years, you'll be able to say, you'll be able to sit down and watch TV and say, show me a new episode of The Office.
Yeah.
Unless we pull back the reins on this thing, same actors, same voices, using the same style of screenwriting and scriptwriting. Right.
You know, though, I can't imagine any mega media corporation being okay with people using their IP like that. So they'd have to crack down on that because they're the only ones who want to make money off of something of that nature.
But since we're not a mega corporation, I bet you in 2 years you can say, hey, ChatGPT or whatever's the big one then, give me a digest about Idaho Falls in the style of IFAF.
Right, right.
And then... us, right?
Yeah.
Who needs us at that point?
Basically.
So
I get that.
That's what we're doing. We'll see if it, you know,
how it goes.
I'm also banking on the fact that people are lazy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And we all, as humans, including me, follow the path of least resistance, like water and electricity.
Right.
And we'll, you know, if we can just click a button, follow a channel and click a button.
Right.
That's easier than giving AI a prompt and waiting 10 minutes for it to generate content.
That's true. That's true. Good
wild.
Point.
Just a wild, weird world.
Yeah. We're definitely living in the craziest of times.
Yeah. At only 3 years old, our Idaho Falls Spud Kings won the NCDC Dineen Cup.
I'm so excited for them. And I love that this kind of puts us on the map even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For hockey.
Yes. Which is hilarious for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Mostly because of checking it twice.
Checking it twice, the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie that made us look like a huge hockey town. Well,
right. Maybe we are now.
Life imitates art, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it kind of makes me wonder if there are any other like future telling moments in Hallmark movies, kind of like with like the Simpsons, how they predicted
everything.
Yeah.
And you'd almost have to after 36 seasons.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, and kind of the same with how many Hallmark movies there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I just want to know when in the future is Hot Frosty going to happen?
Right. I mean, yeah, this is
not a Hallmark movie, but still.
It's like the infinite monkeys theory.
Yeah.
If you had an infinite number of monkeys typing on an infinite amount of keyboards, they would eventually write the complete works of Shakespeare.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
And we do. We have infinite monkeys right now at our disposal. That's the cool thing about AI.
I mean, I wouldn't say infinite monkeys, but
should
I get what you mean.
That should be the name of the next hot AI platform is...
Infinite Monkeys?
Is, yeah, I am AI.
That does sound kind of cool, actually.
Copyright 2025, IFAF, AI, I am AI. Good. Speaking of monkeys, have you seen the simulation? It was hot... In 2020, when it was on Reddit, like under who would win, but one man versus 100, one gorilla versus 100 men.
Yeah, I know how the other one would go.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of people sort of trying to create an equation for this, but one that I thought was the most interesting, a guy actually used D&D rules for it.
Okay.
So basically he used like...
roll for initiative.
Yeah. Well, and there's like a great ape monster that you can fight. So they've already got like the stats on it. And then I think he just used like commoners or something for the people. And basically, according to D&D, the ape would win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in a lot of these simulations, the gorilla just kicks so much ass. I mean, I suppose if you had some dudes that were willing to sacrifice themselves and just all jump on them and pile on. But yeah, you'd think you could. I know that years ago, like I had a conversation like, do you think you could take on like, I don't know, 50 fifth graders? Like as a grown man.
Right.
Could you?
Not 50.
It's sort of a morbid thought.
Yeah. Well, and also fifth graders, they can be kind of big.
Yeah, right?
It kind of depends on what fifth grader, because there are some walking around with full-on mustaches that could get into a bar.
Still prepubescent muscle, you know, development, but sizable enough to really give you a hard time, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and who among us haven't stepped in to play a little b-ball with the kids in the neighborhood and, you know, like realized, oh.
You really got to dial it back or else you're going to look like a douche.
Right.
Yeah.
A little tag football on Thanksgiving.
Right.
And then you spike the football in the end zone and look around and there's a trail of kids behind you sobbing, crying out for their mothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as the whole 100 men versus one ape thing goes, I think it just depends on how organized the people are.
Yes.
You know?
You need a plan.
Yeah. Well, and y'all need to stick to the plan.
Yeah.
If anyone chickens out last second and decides to run away and leaves the others high and dry, you know, then you're probably going to, it's going to mean more casualties, you know?
Well, and I mean, if you want to sort of philosophically really get into the weeds here, we have conquered every animal in the animal kingdom.
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Essentially with, but it's to your point with our planning and thinking.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, then also, I don't think that gorillas really want to fight us, so.
Oh, yeah. Why can't we all just be in peace, man? Coexist.
Right.
With each other. But you know sports is a big deal if we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. The other cool thing, not only is this, the trophy is in Idaho Falls, but it's also the first time it's even been in the mountains.
Really?
To a team in the mountain division.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So the homecoming, the big one, was last Thursday night at the MAC.
Suck at all the other teams
in
this area.
Aunt Deneen was there.
Oh, did she bring a casserole?
It's a party. Yeah.
I love that.
Have you ever seen, there's like some graffiti, and I won't tell you what it said initially, but someone came along and altered it so that it looked like eat my casserole.
Oh, okay.
After they altered it? Yeah.
That's nice.
That was probably Aunt Deneen.
That seems like an Aunt Deneen thing to do.
Who did that?
You know, she's got a little edge to her, so she'll go out and spray paint, but she'll only use it for good.
There's a little party at her place afterwards, and they were playing Parcheesi. And
yes, exactly. Nice. She'll have a Cinco de Mayo party, you know, for sure.
Yes, she'll make tacos.
Yeah, tacos. Yeah, and micheladas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a dang quesadilla. I thought it was interesting, you know, because I watched the news a little bit, mainly just to make fun of him on the show. But no, I thought it was interesting that I think the Spud Kings posted, hey, we won the cup at 2:15 p.m.
Right.
And then 2 minutes later, Local News 8 said, hey, they won the cup.
Wow.
And then 2 hours later, a news source in a trust posted, which I thought was interesting only because didn't they wave the little red banner and go, hey, we're starting a sports thing now.
Right. I guess they did, didn't they?
Did they hire an extra person for that?
I mean, let's be honest.
Or did they just
probably
say,
probably not.
Hey, we're starting a sports thing now.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is probably whoever was like on call for that was like actually living a life. Because they didn't care because they weren't
Wife
getting paid
kids,
for the moment.
Maybe,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they were like, well, I'll post it when I post it.
But you knew it was coming.
Right.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Unless they like genuinely thought that the Spud Kings were going to lose and that's the only article that they wrote.
Yeah, right.
I would hope not. Yeah.
Oh, damn. We got to change everything.
Right.
Just change the word lose to win. Also, Ammon. Brolam's, open on Sundays now. We went last Sunday, April 27th.
Like the heathens we are.
And we took a picture of the parking lot to call out every single other fellow godless heathen.
Yeah, look out for license plates of people you know.
Do you see your neighbor's car in there? I mean, right, it's like Mormons at a movie theater on a Sunday. You didn't see them.
Right, yeah, you absolutely. Know?
Or at a liquor store in August or September when you're buying vanilla.
Sure.
I'm sorry, you're buying vodka to make the vanilla.
Uh-huh, That's definitely what you're doing it for.
Something else I want to call, while we're calling people out, and this was actually an observation you made.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't think I would have noticed. Maybe I would have. What's up with people in Wyoming coming to Idaho Falls and going to events with their dogs in the car?
I was so upset about this. So we went to the symphony this, what was it like?
What was it?
Two, we do? 2 weekends
oh,
ago?
Oh, yeah. It was Bela Fleck
right.
plays Gershwin.
Yes.
And taking Gershwin's 88 keys and dialing them down to 8 strings and some frets. That it was
pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah. I will say I do feel like there could have been times when a piano could have accompanied it and it may have made it a little bit more intricate.
Yes, I thought Mr. Fleck made some interesting choices. Now, look, anybody can be a critic. The dude's been nominated for 39 right. Grammys, won 17 or something like that.
Exactly.
Bela Fleck of the Flecktones, like he knows his shit. So I assume that everything he did was intentional. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, that was the season cap of the Idaho Falls Symphony's 75th season.
Can you believe?
So kick-ass.
Their Sapphire year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was nice that Downtown Bridal Shop did the... the decorations.
Model
yeah.
Jessie Nichols was there again.
Again.
Got to stop running into her at these things. She made a joke about being a Dracula, a vampire.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
Because she had this giant blue wing or whatever cape
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, fairy wings. They were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you were saying, we were going into the symphony. We passed a vehicle.
Passed a car and there was a dog in it. Yeah. And I'm like, are they going to leave their dog in this thing the entire time?
And where else? Oh, abracadabras.
Yes, we went in for breakfast uh-huh. like the next day or something. And there was once
Sunday
again.
Brunch.
Yeah, and there was once again a dog in a car with a Wyoming plate. And so whoever that was leaving their dog in the car, like I get that technically it was not hot enough for it to really be an issue and kind of f*** you anyway.
Yeah, WTF, WY.
Yeah.
People.
I just think.
What's going on?
Especially with it being Idaho and you can't always predict the weather here, you know, it just, yeah. it doesn't seem safe. It doesn't seem smart. I even called the venue. I don't know.
Yeah, the windows were rolled down on both occasions, right? But the yeah. dog was like loud and barking.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems, it seems wrong.
You call ahead, you run in, you grab your food and you leave and you share it with the dog, right?
Right.
It was, anyway.
Yeah, I don't get that personally.
I guess they're into animal cruelty there in Wyoming. What a bunch of bastards.
Makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm. You were so excited for the, in fact, you pulled the Lois Griffin.
Farmer's Market.
Yeah, it's May. The Idaho Falls Farmers Market is May through October. Here we go.
I know. I'm so excited. It was so nice getting to go out and be among the crowd again. I did already get my first sunburn of the season.
Yes, you did.
So I did see have to. Little... You can't really see it because I really covered it, but maybe okay. on my back you can a little. Mm-hmm. But I worked really hard to cover up when we went out for the farmers market.
Poor soulless
Thank
ginger.
Goodness. I know. You know, it sucks. I go out and I feel like everyone else can handle the sun except for me. Yeah, so I got to be extra careful this year because I don't want a farmer's tan.
Well, you make fun of me and my farmer's hat or
Look,
Yucatan Peninsula explorer's hat.
I don't make fun of you for having the hat. I make fun Yucatan? Of you because you've chosen a very unstylish hat.
It is. It's definitely function over form.
Right, but you could just as easily get one that looks good too.
It's Milan Mowen hat.
Yeah.
It's so practical.
It's such a dad hat.
It's actually my property walking hat. I walked mm-hmm. The perimeter of a 14-acre plot mm-hmm. over the weekend.
Right,
wanted to go
enough.
Look and just see what it was exactly yes. with a buyer. Uh-huh. And so I'm glad I had it.
Sure, of course. And I get that.
I've had people, I don't think I have particularly good or bad skin.
Yeah, no, I think you take care of yourself.
But I've had people observe, like, oh, you don't look like you've been, you know, I mean, there's guys my age who just look
like a leather coin purse.
Weathered and leathered.
Yeah.
And for not for whatever reason, because I spend most of my life indoors in front of a screen.
Well, you know, though, the blue light is going to ruin your skin then.
Yeah.
That's a thing now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know how true that is. I'm going to sound like a dick making fun of it.
I
but
do
it
block
seems
the
a little
blue,
ridiculous.
I block the blue light starting at 9 p.m. That's my...
That's true.
I don't want to say night mode because that's when you have all your backgrounds black.
Right.
But that's my... Oh, I don't know. What Wind I don't know
down?
What iPhone calls
your
it.
Eye fatigue thing?
I could look at... But yeah, once I see the monitor switch from a blue light to a yellow light, I
right.
know, oh, okay. I can get in my jammies.
Yes.
Have some chamomile tea.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Head to bed like a good little boy.
Yeah. Anyway, the Idaho Falls Farmers Market, it wasn't your imagination. It is huge this year. 173 vendors.
My goodness.
Here they are, organized by agriculture, arts,
mm-hmm.
Craftsman, and Food.
Oh my gosh. They are going to take so much of my money this year.
But not the quail eggs people. You now have your own quail egg contact, or maybe you will.
I did have to do that only because they got sold out so fast at the farmer's market. And I figure if they're selling out anyway, I'll take it to someone who isn't.
Yeah.
Especially because it's such a bummer.
You're still buying local.
Right. And it's such a bummer when you go to buy it and you can't get your hands on it.
Did you have that turkey egg too?
Goose egg.
That goose egg?
No, I haven't yet, but I need to.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm really excited about that one.
Other notable farmers markets are also going. The Port Valley Farmers Market in Pocatello on Saturdays. Rexburg Farmers Market on Fridays. I think that's 4 to 8.
Nice and smart, because then they don't have to compete with us down here.
As is the Iona's Farmers Market. Iona's? As is Iona's Farmers Market on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also 4 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And is it just me, or have we had a lot of protests lately?
Okay, I've been thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I drive by the Broadway Bridge, there's someone there.
And that's protest central. That's where people feel like there's the most room to organize, to gather and hold the signs.
Yes.
And also the most
traffic.
Traffic, because that really is the main east-west route.
Right, right.
In Idaho Falls, unless you're doing, Pancari or Sunnyside. But that's not, Sunnyside doesn't really go all the way to, it goes to I-15.
Man, though, I'll say right now, I almost wonder if it'd be the, the corner on First Street that has Country Corner on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed it during rush hour, but that line gets so long.
It is so long.
Like, if you protested there, people would be able to read every single last one of your signs, even if they were each a paragraph long.
They need to widen that road.
Yeah, which I'm sure they'll do eventually, but man.
And Sunnyside does go west of I-15, but you're out in the country at that. You're in a completely unpopulated farmland area.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe 17th and Hitt.
Yeah, that would also be a really good one.
Would be a real
that
busy
one definitely gets lots of traffic.
I'm volunteering the College of Eastern Idaho parking lot and lawn.
Yeah, they probably won't allow that.
That'd be a great place. I mean, maybe they would if you called in advance.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to get some kind of permit, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oof, still, what a mess to organize there. But yeah, I had been wondering if there had been more too.
So, I mean, let's just say the quiet part out loud. I think the reason for most of these protests can be summed up in one word, and that's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've definitely either been on one side or the other.
Right.
And, you know, there've been a lot of really drastic changes happening that people are going to feel strongly about.
So I got this list. I just, I don't know exactly what I searched for, but I searched for protests.
Okay.
This was on Facebook. So these are the just the ones that had official events.
Mm-hmm.
So under the events tab.
Okay.
I think maybe that's what I searched for, was protests Idaho Falls, and then clicked the events tab.
There you go.
February 15th, it was protests against Trump policies.
Mm-hmm.
February 17th, it was a President's Day protest.
Okay.
March 4th, protest for Trump's executive orders. So, you know, a lot of those all have one guy in common.
Well, and I will say, too, I do like that they're specifying exactly what they're protesting about him.
Yes.
Because I know people who have voted for Trump who don't agree with the fact that he's doing all these executive orders, you know, and the whole balance of power and stuff.
March 7th, there was that protest against soft sentences for child-related crimes and criminals.
Oh, that's a good one.
March 22nd, immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
April 5th, protest against the looming oligarchy. April 12th, immigrant rights protest against ICE and Idaho's immigration overreach. April 9th, that's a hot button right now, hot topic.
Well, we do have a lot of immigrant workers.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that people around here, especially if they know migrant workers,
that's why we get to have kick-ass Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo.
I mean, am I right or am I right?
We've talked about the Mexican Idaho Falls tie for as long as we've been a podcast. We talked about what is Idaho Falls food in the last couple of episodes, and I posited that perhaps it was Mexican food.
Yeah, which I could totally see, especially because did you know that England's national dish has been chicken tikka masala more than once.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know?
And not shawarma, but what is it? Kebabs.
Right.
Because India was a British territory for the longest time.
Well, and frankly, British food isn't that good. Just saying.
Right. British food. Exactly. It's very bland.
Yeah. And if you're competing against Mormon mommy food or Mexican food.
Hey, listen.
You're going to go one of either way.
if you're Indian food curious, go to Tandoori Oven, get the butter chicken and the garlic naan. Just get it. Source, trust me, bro.
It is really good.
And then, once you like that, and you will, then wait a few weeks until you get the hankering again. Then graduate to Himalayan flavor.
Yeah, I do think that Himalayan flavor is a little more authentic.
We're so blessed to have those two people here in town.
They're really good.
And Himalayan flavor even has a tikka masala pizza.
Yes.
A la curry pizza in Rexburg.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You know what? No, that's where you start.
Yes, at curry pizza in Rexburg.
Right.
You're going to love that.
Fusion. Yeah.
Ah, so good. Anyway. Okay. April 19th, Nationwide Day of Protest. Mm-hmm. And you may have been seeing, it looks like a Van Halen album cover, 50501.
Okay.
And that stands for 50 protests, 50 states, one mission or something like that.
Oh, anyway. Cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then
very organized.
Then just as recently as May 1st, a working class solidarity for May Day protest. So, or rally. Mm-hmm. Some of these have just been called rallies.
Right.
So that's 9 this year.
Yeah, that's
since,
a lot.
Since the weather's gotten warm enough to have one of these things.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, we're not very political on this show.
Right.
Carly's the flaming liberal. I'm the staunch conservative.
Yeah, if you have to put us on the side of a coin.
Right. Yeah. But I do love it that the kids are exercising their rights.
Well, and thankfully, it's also, I have seen it's not just young folks out there. It looks like it's a pretty wide demographic spread.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that people forget about this, they see a protest and they think, oh, because I don't agree with it, that shouldn't be happening. No, buddy.
Right. There's
That's
people that.
That's what the country is based on.
Protest the protest.
Well, and you. but. And I mean, you can do a counter protest. I don't think that's a problem, but don't be saying that people shouldn't have the right to protest.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do a protest nowadays, you need to have a counter protest ready to go too, like on standby.
Right. Just like,
okay, they're here.
Yeah.
Get bring like in the other many, dudes.
What's it called? Like the turtle on a turtle on a turtle thing. It's turtles all the way down.
A hat on a hat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet, find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Looking forward to those summer barbecues. Think of all the burgers you're going to feed your family and yourself. Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef boxes.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer. And everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month, or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com, link and post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Uno más, Margarita, por favor!
Someone's in the Cinco de Mayo spirit.
It's Idaho's Go-Go Talk Show, IFAF, Idaho Falls!
Has anyone ever told you that you are such a dork?
Yes. Would you believe a lot? I've been referred to as tall, dork, and handsome.
Well, at least there's still the tall and the handsome.
It's the compliment sandwich, right?
Yeah, right.
You put the thing that needs work, the thing that's an area for improvement.
Right,
you put
right.
that in the middle of two, hey, you're strong in this area. You're strong in this area.
Yeah, the opportunity. Right here in the middle.
We want to shout out our fine sponsor, Elsie's Closet. They're having a big fill the bag sale next Friday and Saturday, May 16th and 17th, noon to 4.
Right. It's going to be a great time to go out and get all of the little things that you want for your summer and spring wardrobe. You can kind of fill in those little gaps with basics that you might need, and you can do it all for super duper cheap. Plus, yeah. I love the atmosphere in there, and she has done so much to add so much love to that shop. Plus, she just has the best taste. Every item in there is so cool.
She, our friend Natalie, she came up with this idea. You fill the bag with all the brands you love for $8.
Yeah, which for a whole bag of clothes is pretty dang good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and there are some really good brands in there, too. Plus, another thing I like about thrifting clothes is that you know that they're going to last because they've already lasted for someone else.
Yeah.
You know, that's quality right there, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Upscale resale, right? That's the byline?
Yes.
I don't know if it's, does that count as a slogan or just a...
I would say it's more of a category.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like DI or Goodwill where you're going to have to sift through a bunch of crap. It's more, you know, curated.
It's already been pre-curated by somebody with taste.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. You got to admit, a Minecraft movie and White Lotus are pretty much the two hottest pieces of pop culture.
Of media right now. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Completely unrelated, right?
Well... except they had a few actors in common.
Yes, Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's Uncle Rico, John Grise.
Yes.
Is his name.
I think.
Yeah. And we, of course, like had never seen the show before.
Right.
Had to watch season one and two before getting to season three.
Yes.
Which is the hot show everybody's talking about.
Right.
And I'm so glad we did it chronologically because season three sort of ties back to season one.
Yes, exactly.
In a way.
Kind of the cool thing about White Lotus is it's and almost... two. It's almost like American Horror Story, where each season is its own story.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a couple of elements that do come back into play.
Which I never saw, by the way. I would love to see. I hear Lady Gaga's like great in that.
Oh, she was really good in the hotel one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked her in that.
Anyway, have you Googled Mike White, the director of White Lotus?
Why, yes, you finally did, didn't you?
We'll help you out a little bit. Here he is. In none other than the Jared Hess film, Gentlemen Broncos, that we just talked about in a previous episode.
Mm-hmm.
The one I said, and I'm so sorry, Carly, let's watch it again.
Sure.
Now that I've got my expectations dialed way down.
Well, and also now that you understand what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of dork.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
just a bunch of dorks being dorky.
Right.
Painfully dorky.
And that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
It's a good time if you just... turn your brain off and you let it be weird.
So this, this Mike White guy was Dusty, you know, the snake guy in Gentlemen Broncos.
Right.
Directed by Jared Hess.
Yeah, I remember when we were watching season one of White Lotus, Uncle Rico shows up out of nowhere, right next to Jennifer Coolidge, and you text me, is that Uncle Rico?
Yeah.
You know, because we were not watching it together at the time. And then later on, we actually went and found out that it was directed by a friend of Jared Hess.
And then here's how Jack Black ties into all of this. Mike White, director of White Lotus, was in Orange County. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. With Jack Black, School of Rock with Jack Black, and Nacho Libre.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I can pronounce the name of that movie correctly if it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I remembered him in School of Rock and Nacho Libre. I don't know if I've ever seen Orange County.
That's okay. That's one of my buddy Brad's favorite movies of all time.
Oh, really? Okay.
So we got if we're on a Jack Black kick.
Yeah. I do love Jack Black. So he's so fun.
It's just kind of funny to see. We were talking about how Jared Hess must have his favorites. Yeah, he does. Well,
right.
And Mike White has sort of adopted that too.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And there's something about White Lotus that I wanted to mention, and I can't put my finger on it other than to say, one of the things that I appreciate about it is the speed of it all. Oh. And that makes it sound like it's fast-paced. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's kind of slow to medium-paced.
Right, right. It lingers just right where it should.
Right. It's kind of this, it's not only a whodunit, but who got it done to them.
Right, right. We know something bad happens, but we don't really know any of the other details.
Yeah, the whole season is a flashback. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know it starts with somebody being dead.
Right.
And then by the end of the season, you find out who is being dead and who made them be dead.
Yes.
Who unalived them, whatever we can say for YouTube.
Right, right.
But in the middle, it's all kind of just nice and, I don't know, 72 BPM?
Yeah, yeah. It's very well paced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the pacing of the show. What an odd, there's your daily odd compliment.
You know what though? It's so important because sometimes things take way too long and then you completely fall out of love with the show and you stop watching it. Mm-hmm. So.
Hey, thank you to Barb, the Life in Idaho Falls admin who went to Detroit again.
Yes.
Brought us back a Louis Detroit style pizza. We did it back up in the air fryer. Carly got to have some this time.
It was so good. Thank you so much for making that happen.
Thanks. But we had it like less than 24 hours after it was freshly out of their ovens.
It was so perfect.
1,500 miles away, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, talk about speed mail, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Our own private courier bringing it on a plane in a chilled bag. It was a great operation.
It was perfect.
And I picked up Barb from the airport. And she said, okay, since you're picking me up, I'll waive the courier fee. So thank you for that, Barb. Okay.
It was very cool of her.
But that's all to sort of say, when I go to a place, I like doing the thing. And I think that also applies to when the thing happens in your area.
Yeah.
You take advantage of it. For example, the 2016 solar eclipse. Do you remember that?
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah, that was hot shit, right?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
For 3 minutes or whatever it was, we got to look around and see the 360 sunrise. That was wild.
Pretty cool.
And the leaves with holes in them had the shape of the sun with the crescent and the...
It was pretty cool.
There are actually eclipse chasers.
Yeah.
Who go to places and times. Yeah,
you basically tour just to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's something that I think we need to recognize as people living in the Mormon corridor that I didn't quite realize. So we've been to Salt Lake a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Over the past, let's see, since 2019. And we've seen that the temple was under construction. If you've been to City Creek Center. You've seen the renovation going on the outside. They're also doing the inside.
Yes.
Did you know they're going to have, similar to the Idaho Falls Temple and the open house that they had?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have an open house before they rededicate the Salt Lake City Temple.
Yeah, of course.
In 2027.
Yeah.
So in between April and October, there are two general conferences, as we've learned here on this show. They're going to have an open house in Salt Lake City for the Salt Lake City Temple. Now, the reason this is significant is it's the first time it's happened that the general public has been allowed inside since 1893.
Yeah. Wow, that was a really well-placed F-bomb.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what else was happening in 1893.
Uh-huh.
Tchaikovsky was writing The Nutcracker.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Think about that.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to think of, actually.
And it's kind of also funny to note that some American brands had already been established by then.
Oh, right, yeah.
Tchaikovsky could have written The Nutcracker while sitting there in Levi's jeans, sipping a Jack Daniels with Coca-Cola.
I hope he did.
Yeah, right?
Genuinely.
Anyway, so it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You know, that's why I was actually really glad that I got to go to the Rexburg Temple open house.
Okay.
Way back in the day.
I did not. I don't think I was back in town at that point.
Right. That makes sense.
But I did go to the Idaho Falls open house.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. I actually think I went to that one too.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Not as big a deal for you being a FOMO.
I mean, even with it, I still think it's really neat to get to go in and, you know, see what's going on. I like pretty buildings. It's why I'm a realtor.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Architecture's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. I'm always excited for that. I do remember there were a couple of times when I was in the Rexburg Temple. And mind you, I'm like I'm young. You know, I know nothing of the world. And I remember thinking to myself something along the lines of, I really wish they would have done it this way instead. You know, like just really dumb nitpicky crap.
That's an interesting choice.
Exactly.
I mean, you've been through plenty of houses as a real estate agent, and you know that sometimes the buyers go through and just point at stuff and say, ew.
Yes. Sometimes I do that. You know? Just kidding.
Yeah. Or my favorite, it's a newish expression the kids are saying these days. Oh, I love that for you.
For you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a RuPaul drag race contestant.
You know, it's kind of nice because they heard the phrase, don't yuck my yum, and said, good point. I won't.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
They say that the kids these days are a little nicer. No, their insults are just a little more veiled. Anyway, I think it's great to see that the church is doing something with the $32 billion hedge fund that, anyway, see, I just did it.
It's fair.
I love that for them. No, but seriously.
Yeah.
We want to go through.
Yeah. I think it'd be neat.
I wonder, will they let us video?
No. I would be surprised if they did.
I don't remember. I don't think the Idaho Falls Temple let us do that.
Yeah, I don't think
or
so.
Or I woulda.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I think it's still going to be a fun experience. Let's at least go and see it. Why not?
We gotta.
Yeah.
I know this sounds weird, but like the solar eclipse, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hell, it's a once-in-a-two-or-three lifetime. I mean, what's 132 years? That's six generations?
Well, it depends on how old you live.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably I'd say two lifetimes up to six generations, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. There are some Gentiles who have never been inside the temple.
Right.
And by Gentiles, I guess I learned this from Gene Simmons on a Larry King interview reel I watched. But like Gentiles isn't a derogatory term. It just means somebody, anyone who's not Jewish.
Right. Yeah.
And in Utah in the late 1800s, it meant anybody who wasn't Mormon.
Right.
Anybody here read the Great Brain books? Anybody?
Oh,
was
I have
that
no
just
idea what you're
me?
Talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to talk about that later. I want to know what you're referencing.
It was a book about a Mormon kid, a Gentile kid growing up in Mormon Utah in the late 1800s, early 1900s. And he was really smart and he was called the Great Brain.
Huh.
And they talked about ZCMI.
Interesting. Okay.
Remember the Zion Cooperative Mercantile Institute?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Neat.
Okay. Kind of cool. If you're into parks and recreating in those parks.
Right.
Not the show. Idaho Falls residents now get the Idaho Falls resident discount card.
Which is pretty rad.
Now, it's exclusively, don't get too excited if you live even on the slight outside, one street away in Ammon, you can't get this. You have to be within the little,
The literal, like, boundaries of Idaho Falls. Same with the library, too.
Uh-huh.
I helped someone sign up for a library card. And the funny thing is, she lived really close to the Idaho Falls library, But she was on the wrong side of 17th Street, I guess. And so, yeah, basically she couldn't get the Idaho Falls Library card. And instead, we had to go over to the Bonneville County Library for her.
Okay.
Crazy, huh?
Kind of what this is. Yeah. But it's also a way to reward people who pay property tax.
Right, which makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here are the places these exclusive discounts will be offered by the Idaho Falls Parks and Rec Department. The Idaho Falls Zoo.
Oh, nice.
Get a discount on admission.
Sick.
The Westiest Aquatic Center.
Uh-huh.
The Marmoletto Ice Arena.
Ooh, fun.
The Toffs Park Indoor Pickleball Courts.
Okay.
And the golf courses, Pinecrest, Sage Lakes, and Sand Creek. Nice.
Okay, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm signing up for mine.
So if you do any of those things... to get your card, visit the Recreation Center, 520 Memorial Drive.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. During regular business hours. And Parks and Rec, that's why you're IFAF this week. Mm-hmm. Crisp high five, whoosh, 21 finger gun salute,
pew, pew.
And chef's kiss.
To you for helping make enjoy our beautiful town a little bit more affordable.
Okay, if you would have asked me even a year ago, Mike, do you think you're somebody who would get excited about a plant? I would probably say no.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. There's the Venus fly traps. Those are kick-ass.
Those are super cool. Also,
pitcher plant.
Yeah, those ones you'd think would be like indigenous to like Mexico or somewhere cool and exotic like the Amazon. Apparently, they're indigenous to like Mississippi or like somewhere weird and swampy here in the States, and you'd never guess.
Somewhere down south.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I remember looking it up once and being very surprised.
It's an American plant?
Yeah.
And what's the Dennis the Menace plant, the one that only blooms like once a year?
Oh, gosh. It's like a...
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Some kind of lily.
First things first, it's a bioluminescent plant. It's called the firefly petunia. Mm-hmm. We'll show you ours in just a second.
Yes.
Although Mikey may have overwatered it. Damn it.
It's okay. We're going to put it out in the sun tomorrow. It's going to dry out a little. It's all going to be fine.
I think it's going to be fine, but it's good. It probably will look comically pathetic.
I actually think it's already looking a little bit better than how it was earlier.
Okay. To display on the show.
Yeah.
Do you remember Avatar and the nighttime scene?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're on that planet.
Huge back in the day. I remember that. Yeah.
And those, not the plants really in the foreground, but kind of in the background, you see mm-hmm. this just sort of glowing blue light.
Uh-huh.
This is now a reality.
How crazy is that? We are living in the future.
That's pretty cool,
We've
man.
Created glow-in-the-dark plants for funsies.
How'd they do it? I guess they genetically modified the petunia to include genes from a bioluminescent shroom.
First off, that's so cool. And I think that it's very apropos that we picked up this plant right when we started watching The Last of Us, since their zombies are also mushroom-based.
Oh, yeah.
Well, fungi-based.
Cordyceps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was kind of a funny connection.
Something we had to start watching after finishing White Lotus.
Right. But the other thing that I was thinking, you know, over in Community Park, how they always do that flower bed?
Yeah.
How cool would it be?
Put some of these bitches in there.
Right? I know. Would that not be the coolest?
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And petunias are a pretty hardy plant, and they already use a ton of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to assume that it's a good spot for petunias. Oh my gosh. So I think if they don't do that, I'm going to be pissed.
Let me show you the good side. This is the good side. This is the wilty side.
Oh, it is looking a little sad.
Don't worry. I'll put it in the sun.
Yeah,
we'll update you next episode.
Yeah.
But here's the little thing. I glow in the dark.
It's pretty cool. And you got that one at Town and Country Gardens, right?
Thanks, Abby.
Yeah.
Town and Country Gardens.
So, see, and that's why they rock so much.
You can also, they've been IFAF before.
Mm-hmm.
You can also buy these at light.bio.
Oh, cool.
So, let's... turn off all the studio lights.
I love it.
See what we get. I'm going to hand this plant
to
you.
Well, also, wasn't this named by Time like one of the inventions of the year?
Last year, Time Magazine's 2024 invention of the year. And I don't know if it's the only one or just one of many in different categories.
Just insane to me, though. Pretty cool.
Okay, so short of the board, which needs to stay on for us to record this. Oh, I'm seeing it.
Yeah, you can totally see it.
Look at that.
And I feel like it's getting brighter the longer it's in the darkness. Or maybe my eyes are adjusting.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
And isn't it crazy how the blooms, the tinier the blossom, the more concentrated and so therefore brighter appearing.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
By the way, is this just weird as hell? I can't even see face.
I can see your face a little.
Oh, because it's lit up by the glowy.
Yeah, by the board, but that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of neat, huh?
That's wild. And the
and
thing
it
is-
it smells good, too. It smells like a petunia.
It it's not, you know, as visually impressive, say, as Avatar.
Right.
You know, a digitally created-
our first try.
Hollywood movie, yeah. But when you- let's roll a little video of these all together in a greenhouse. See, it's a lot more impressive when the more of them there are.
Right.
But how cool is that knowing that from this moment forward, you'll be able to, I don't know, drive by homes at night.
Right.
And see little, have you ever seen the stuff that it's bioluminescent, I don't know, is it algae or something
right, yeah.
in the ocean?
Uh-huh.
They have some of that off the coast of Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I went scuba when I was a registered scuba diver. Mm-hmm. I did a night dive there once. And
that's
we were
cool.
just, we were in the water, my buddy and I going like this whoosh, and that's throwing cool. up all this bioluminescent stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it just looked like a million stars around us. It was so rad.
That does sound really rad. Do you want that back, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, thank you. We promised to take care of this. I'll put it in the sun because it does need like, I don't know. Abby was giving me all the rules.
Well, and petunias tend to do well in a lot of sun.
6 to 12 hours of sunlight a day or something insane.
Yeah, yeah. So, they definitely like that.
Yeah.
Which is great too because it just means that it's a good like right in front of your house plant, you know?
I think the prices at light.bio, I think it's $40 and you get three of them.
Oh, that's a pretty good deal.
And I'm not sure what Town and Country's prices are.
Okay. But the fact that you could go out and buy them today does add value, I think.
Absolutely, it does.
That's pretty cool.
I tried to. What's the flower in Hawaii that smells really
Hibiscus?
Good? Hibiscus.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to. I got one of those. The It's funny. I ordered it off of Amazon.
Oh, funny.
And they were based in San Diego, which I had just been to.
Right.
I was like, damn, I could have driven it back up.
Yeah.
But I couldn't keep that alive to save my life.
They're hard. I actually had one all last summer.
You did?
Yeah, in my planter box right outside my front window.
Do you remember that one? So good. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. It was cute. It was just a little guy.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to get a new flower for there. I need to start watering that box again.
All right, you snack wagon. It's time for a Dubai chocolate snacksident.
It's treat time, such a neat time. Better than smelling feet time.
Today we're trying a variety of different brands and types of Dubai chocolate.
It's treat time.
We've been planning this for a couple of episodes. Behind the scenes, we do a little work from time to time, and this is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to collect as many data points on Dubai chocolate as possible because so many people have been, they've been buzzing about it on TikTok since, I think, August of last year.
Right.
It was trending in the bigger cities. They have chocolatiers that'll make it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, we got to go to the store to get it.
Right, right.
Or Amazon.
Yep.
Because people are asking around, where can I go get it? Well, here's one place you can go right now and try it for 89 cents. It's the Shortstop Market across from Melaleuca Field.
Right. And the other fun thing is that according to our calculations, these ones are the least expensive per gram.
Okay, that's right. You did a little, Carly did some research here.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I feel like before we try it, we should tell you kind of what's in it.
Right.
Dubai style chocolate.
It started with a little brand over in actual Dubai, and that was Fix Chocolatiers that came up with this recipe originally, basically. Someone went there, tried it, it went viral, and then a whole bunch of places started producing it. So none of our chocolate is actually from Dubai.
Right.
None of the ones we're trying today.
But the style is basically chocolate, pistachio cream.
Yes.
I've also seen walnut cream. And I think peanut cream.
Oh, yeah. Which is basically just a Reese's peanut butter cup, but okay.
Right.
But yeah, but basically.
But it's got a magical third ingredient in it.
Yes.
And I wrote this down. Okay, so kanafa is the Middle Eastern dessert. Katefi is the shredded phyllo dough used as the key ingredient in that dessert.
Right, basically.
So this is what it is.
Yeah. But yeah, basically all of these are from Turkey. Or at least the Middle East in general.
Okay, well, let's try. This is the cheapest one. It's available right now for 89 cents. And I think they just get bags of it at Costco, I heard, but I haven't seen it at Costco. This is the Chocovia Dubai chocolate.
That's pretty damn good. And I've been on such a pistachio kick lately. So
this is perfect timing for you.
It's really good.
Carly literally has the Talenti Pacific Coast pistachio in the freezer here at the IFAF test kitchen right now.
Actually, I think I finished that one.
Okay.
That's really good, though.
That's really good.
Yeah, and I like that these are all milk chocolate, too.
Okay. Then, last week, when we went to check out the new Love at First Bite location.
Let's see here.
We got two different kinds.
Now, this one is the next least expensive by gram, but it was actually the second most expensive bar.
Can you hold up the front? Oh, yes. And this is V-Gift.
Yeah, V-Gift Ideas.
All right. So, yeah, we're learning basically that it's like a... I mean, I saw it on TikTok, but holding it in your hands, it's a little different. It's chocolate. It's filled chocolate.
Okay. This one definitely has a lot more pastry in it.
Got some nice
Which is nice. Crunch. I feel like I don't taste the pistachio as much as I'd like. You know?
I think this is higher quality chocolate than the Chocovia.
The chocolate itself is pretty dang good.
If we were having a flight, like a whiskey flight or a wine progression, this would definitely be a step above.
Yeah, I would agree.
The one we just had.
But I will say the Costco one was still solid. So if you're balling on a budget, it's not a bad way to go. Now, this is the other one from Love at First Bite, and it's just having a hard time coming apart. There you go. Oh, I think I took the big piece. Let me try.
No, I don't care.
All right. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding? Look
but
at
mine's
me.
Mine's like falling out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And a lot of the TikToks I watched, the people, like, it was like the sloppier, the better. Like this one chick just had it dripping on her face and nails, and it was almost gross.
I feel like some people do that on purpose.
You know, to like get just the, to get you're a disgusting engagement. Human being. Yeah. We don't try cheap tricks like that here on IFAF.
We do it on accident.
We're just disgusting beings by nature.
Right, right. This one's really good, too. Again, I actually, you know what? This does have a little bit more pistachio flavor.
Tell me the brand name and show me the front of this one.
So that was this one here, Vezier.
Vezier. V-E-Z-I-R.
Yeah. So, there's that guy.
A different kind of chocolate taste. I'm not saying it's better or worse. Than the V-Gift, just different.
Right. Maybe a little sweeter?
Less milky?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, we've tried three.
This is the fanciest one.
Here's the coup de grace, the pièce de résistance.
Now, this one you paid, what, $40 for?
It was stupid. I feel like I got taken, but if
the Amazon.
This show has no budget, but if it did, it'd be $40
yeah, basically.
To try a viral, like they're this Dodo company or whatever is capitalizing on the trend so much that their packaging actually says
as seen on TikTok.
As seen on TikTok.
Yeah. Basically.
And they're the only one you said that has their own website.
Yes. All of the others, I went and tried to find a specific website for that brand of chocolate. Couldn't find anything.
For legitimacy purposes. And they have, looks like they have a few.
Right, right. This one actually had their own website. They had a little description and a bio and all that stuff. I do think that their about section is a tiny bit misleading because they're like, oh, are these the authentic chocolate bars that I've seen on TikTok? Yeah, you've probably seen these chocolate bars on TikTok, but that's not the real question people are asking.
Right, they're not from.
Right, they want to know if
the original chocolatier in Dubai.
Right,
that's so exclusive that they don't offer it outside. Or they're so small that they wouldn't be able to keep up with a global demand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway,
you got my $40. It's okay.
Right.
Dodo.
But also look at that bar. I mean that. It feels like a Wonka bar almost.
What does it?
She thick.
She thick with two C's. What does this work out to in terms of price per gram?
Oh, price per gram on this one was 21 cents.
All right.
Yeah, which is not that bad.
As opposed to?
So the lowest was 6 cents per gram.
Okay.
Then 11, 14, and then 21.
All right.
So, you know, a pretty big jump from the original, but not bad.
Let's find out.
Yeah. And I mean, if you were like having a party and you wanted to be fancy and like share something cool with your friends, then this might be worth the $40.
Or have an eating party where you charge.
Oh, there you go. That's the move.
Right. But
I will say, too, the packaging on this is very high quality.
Oh, yeah. So it came in that sleeve I was just holding.
And it had little ice packs to keep it cold on its journey.
It was on top of and below a little teeny ice packs in a styrofoam container. And then, okay, we've got this decorative yellow and green.
Yeah. All of the others are just plain brown chocolate
swirl
bars.
On the top. Okay.
So this one's a little extra, which is fun, you know?
I like extra.
Yeah.
My Lord, are we going to have one of those
huge squares? I think we are. I have a feeling it will be nice. And, you know, they even had, like, serving instructions where they were like, this is best enjoyed if chilled for 5 minutes before enjoying.
Okay, now look at that. It's got a smaller chocolate to filling ratio.
Right. You know what? I still have my Costco one here, so you can compare.
There's a lot of filling in this last one.
Yeah, lots of filling. And I like that it doesn't look like it's mostly the Knoffa stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that it looks like it's going to have a decent amount of pistachio flavor.
Yeah.
And it is good looking chocolate. I mean, that's pretty fantastic. Oh,
man. That is pretty good.
I don't know if it's $40 worth of fantastic.
Yeah, it was $39 something.
But it's pretty delightful. And you can really taste the pistache, which is what I would want from this, you know?
This does by far have the most pistachio taste.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that if I just had an itch that needed scratched, the Costco one would do it.
Okay.
The one that we got from Shortstop?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
My favorite out of Chocovia, V-Gift, Vizier, and Dodo is the V-Gift.
You know, I think that was my least favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like I had too much pastry, and the chocolate flavor I didn't love.
That's what I love. I love the crunchies.
Mm.
It's all about the crunchies.
See, and I like the pistachio flavor. And this one really hits it on the head.
Okay.
I would say, because I'm apparently very fancy, Dodo is probably my favorite. But I would definitely settle for the Chocovia. That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fictional Disney World.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like the Princess Diaries. Yeah. Genovia.
Julie Andrews. Sister City. I want to go there.
Good.
Yeah. So, all right. Did this just turn into a big ad for Love at First Bite again?
I mean, on accident, probably.
It's three things. It's chocolate, that shredded phyllo dough pastry, and pistachio cream.
Yeah.
Either it has it or it doesn't.
Yeah.
These just all have varying degrees of ratios and I think quality of chocolate and amount of the phyllo dough.
Yeah. Amount of filling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's a weird disjointed memory, a blast from the past. Wasn't Dana Carvey's Italian character in the movie Master of Disguise, the one where he's a turtle?
Right.
Wasn't his Italian character's name Pistachio?
That sounds correct. Yeah, that sounds exactly right.
While we've been on the subject. Okay, what's coming up?
Oh, gosh. Well, one thing coming up that I'm really looking forward to is gays and goths eating garlic bread in the park.
That's right.
Matter of fact, Maddie Danger was one of the co-organizers. There we go. We got there of this. That's going on this Friday, May 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Freeman Park. It is Bring Your Own Garlic Bread. So
BYOGB.
But also, just saying, if you happen to go there and you don't, I'm sure that there will be plenty of people who are looking to make friends and or, you know, romantic connections through garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the one thing I don't like about this, though, is that it's very, it's not very vampire inclusive.
Right.
Yeah.
Think of the vampires.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, that's what half the goths are.
They've done it in Seattle. I think I saw they did it in Sioux Falls somewhere.
Oh, fun.
But they're basically inviting goths who miss when Hot Topic was scary, gays who know the real cultural reset was the invention of garlic bread, and they-thems plotting against the bourgeois between bites.
I love it so much.
The world is ending, might as well die with buttery breath. Is it bourgeoisie?
Bourgeoisie.
Yeah, bourgeoisie. What did I say? Okay. Anyway, it's sponsored by Big Garlic, The Shadow Realm, and your local anarchist book club.
I love that so much. That sounds like, here's the thing.
This is what I mean by the kids these days.
Yeah, well, and it's all shit posting. I love that it's all in good fun.
And I love that you put the GB in LGBTQTIA2+ or whatever it is. I love that. I absolutely love that.
It is a nice way of incorporating the G and the B.
Uh-huh. All right, what's next?
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. I'm probably going to go if I can find the time, honestly. We've also got the Monster Truck Insanity Tour, which really is sort of like its own goths and girls and gays and garlic bread thing.
On the other end of the spectrum.
Exactly. Exactly.
Expect to see some outlaw stickers and some truck nuts, maybe even.
Right.
That law hasn't gone into effect yet, has it?
I don't know, actually. For their sake, we better hope not. All right. And that's going on next Thursday and Friday, 15th through the 16th at 5 p.m. at Sandy Downs. Great location for it. Mm-hmm. Lots of sand to kick around. We've also got the Mountain Brewers Beer Fest 2025, Saturday, June 7th. So you've got a little time to prepare. Maybe you might want to, lay off the beer for a little bit so you can really enjoy it when it comes around again.
And that one always sneaks up on me because I think it's later in the year than it is. But June 7th,
right?
That's like a month away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that crazy? Uh-huh. That's going on June 7th from noon to 5 p.m. So you get a whole 5 hours of just drinking beer over at Sandy Downs.
Okay.
And then also Retro X 3 is coming to the Elks Lodge June 20th and 21st. So always fun.
That's a fun time. We've been to every single one, meaning two.
but they were both really fun.
Retro X is about the time our podcast turns, like we've done.
Right. About the time we get to our 100th episode.
Because we had the first one on.
Yes.
On this podcast. Wild, man.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Yeah. Episode 91 right now. 100 is in 9 weeks.
Right.
I had to math real hard for that.
Now, I am already working on an outfit for the 100th episode, so I frankly don't know if I'll have the time or energy to put together something for Retro X 3.
Right.
But
you were Batgirl last year.
I was. Great. And maybe I'll just resurrect that. Especially because I lost a couple of pounds since then, so it might actually look decent.
It looked fine. It looked great.
It was a cool costume, and I love those boots. Those boots are so cool.
We're going to get back to pistachios.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to town on this chocolate.
Have some more Dubai chocolate. That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.